Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I am excited to welcome back to the Well One Connection podcast our president and CEO for HRMC, Eric Larson. Thanks for joining me, Eric.
You're welcome, Maddie. Thanks for having me. It's been a little while.
It has.
Thankful that we get to connect again.
Yes, me too. We have lots going on like usual, and I know that people love to hear from you and hear what's happening here at HRMC.
Certainly.
So I think we'll start with that. We wrapped up just last week, Hospital Week, which is an exciting time for us here at HRMC.
Yeah, it's a wonderful week full of events to recognize and show appreciation to our staff who do such a fantastic job of taking care of our patients in our community. And I'm always happy to celebrate with them the great work that they do. And we had a week long, many different events, and it's always a good experience. It's fun to be around them and be able to recognize what they do every day.
Yeah. And so part of that it really stands out to me, I think, as part of the unity of caring for our community is we have many weeks throughout the year. We celebrate Lab Week. We even celebrate Marketing Week. And it seems like there's a week or a day for everybody. But the special thing about Hospital Week is really the awareness that it takes every single one of us.
Yeah. And I've always been an advocate of that understanding that it does take every single one of us to make this work happen. And you're right, we do celebrate a number of different departments throughout the course of the year, but this is the time for us to focus on how we work together, how we come together to make the delivery of care that we provide meaningful to our patients and our community. A lot of that is that it really comes down to some personal accountability too, and motivation, and what drives people to be in this industry or to serve in the ways that they do. And I hope that people feel that passion and that excitement when they come to work, that they're making a difference, and that it does take every single one of us, whether you're a lab technician, whether you're working in our pharmacy department, or even a nurse on the floor, or even a nurse over at the clinic. We're all in this together. And that's really the intent of Hospital Week, is to recognize that it takes all of us to do even the simplest things. None of us can do anything by ourselves. And I've always preach that, but try to share that and that import about knowing why you do what you do. And hopefully that motivates you to wake up in the morning and come to work energized to make a difference, no matter how small that might be. It might be a small thing for you, but it's probably a big thing for those that you're serving.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's a good reminder for all of us who are in this together, which kind of brings me that message of something recently in our community that we've taken part in as well. Several of our staff members, leaders have joined in Huron Rising. And so that's something that our community foundation has spearheaded to look at what the why is for all of us and what our community needs. So do you want to expand on that a little bit about what our part in that might be?
Yeah, this was my first time participating in that. They had an event a few years ago to help define Huron Rising 1.0, if you will. And I obviously was not here for that, but it was gratifying to see the representation from our community in that meeting. I thought it was a neat event to get everybody's minds together about how do we really elevate our community as a whole, and knowing that there are different parts and pieces to that have to come together. And it's more that broader scope or larger lens of we're all in this together. And in our community, we all play a part. Healthcare is one part, education, even though we're talking about housing and downtown revitalization and what all of those different pieces mean to these different organizations. Yes, our hospital had a number of people there. I was very proud of our representation there. But even more importantly, when we look at the body of work that has to be done across the entire spectrum, my hope is that our hospital has representation in that broad scope. Because while we are certainly experts, if you will, in healthcare, we have a perspective on some of those other initiatives that they're undertaking throughout the community. And I want to make sure that we have the ability to see what's happening and how we can inform that relative to our perspective. But very gratifying to see just the number of participants there and the scope of the work that they have done, and I'm excited to see where that takes us.
It leaves you optimistic at the work that can be done when everyone comes together and they take that part individually and create something bigger. It, for me, is like the on a larger scale of what we do here in the hospital with our community health needs assessment.
Yes.
So take an inventory of those things that maybe our community needs and what can we help with. So much like the Here and Rising process, we do that. And so there are several initiatives that we have decided upon throughout that community health needs assessment.
Yeah, I think just a little bit of background on the community health needs assessment. That's something that we do every 3 years. It's required of us to do that. And so that can be found on our webpage. And I've mentioned this in some of my other conversations. It's a great way to inform the community about initiatives that we're taking on relative to the needs of our community and really the social determinants of health, if you will. So if you haven't seen them, go to our website and click on that, and you can do some light reading on our priorities around community health. But some of those have influenced our decisions to move forward with community healthcare workers. And knowing and understanding that the diversity in our community, we knew that was going to be something that we had to tackle head on and be very aware of. And that really was a precursor to us bringing on that community health worker program. And I think one of the elements that our CHWs have been doing is going into homes and helping people maybe from a social worker standpoint to help bridge the gap there too. Access to healthcare, making sure that we have the appropriate resources to meet the needs and demands of our community from a resource standpoint. Primarily, you find that around physicians and or providers to provide care in that setting. So we've been working very hard in that, and that goes a lot to our recruiting program and trying to find good physicians and practitioners to support us, and we continue to do that. Every week we're recruiting, and you may know and remember that we do have some new practitioners joining us here in July.
Yeah.
We've got Dr. Fink, who is a surgical podiatrist, coming to Huron. We're very excited about that and making plans for his arrival. And we think that'll be a great program for us here. We also have Dr. Schooley, who is a pediatrician that will be joining us. And another one we're very excited about. He's very energized and ready to go. And we're happy to have him taking care of our pediatric patients. We expect good things and great things from him. So,
yeah, very exciting. So those are in July. We also have a familiar face in our community that happens to be joining our team at the HRMC Physicians Clinic. At the beginning of July, Len Wannenberg will be joining our team. Mm-hmm. That's very exciting that we get to welcome Len.
Yes.
And then also we have a kind of a familiar face that's going to be coming back to the community.
Yeah, Dr. Van Merrill, who was here probably about 20 years ago or so. He and his wife Esther are coming back to the community, and we're excited to welcome them back. He will be serving in a hospitalist capacity in our inpatient side, but there may be times when he decides to go see some patients in the clinic, which we'll always welcome. But a great visit from him and his wife, and we're excited to get them here 1st of August.
When we talk about the excitement of these providers coming, that is wonderful. We also sometimes have providers that decide to leave us for one reason or another. Dr. Julio Guerra will be departing and moving back with his family in Tennessee. He's been lovely to have here, a wonderful addition to our community and our facility. But we do have plans for that continued care for those OB-GYN and women's health patients.
We do, absolutely. And that is a priority of ours to ensure that we've got good OB-GYN services here, women's wellness services here. So many of Dr. Eileen Trado, who has been here for a couple of years, she will be here to help support that program. But we won't leave our patients high and dry there. We want to make sure that their needs are being met and we have providers available and ready to see them.
Yeah, and Rebecca Storm.
And yeah, should not forget Rebecca Storm. She is the backbone of a lot of the work that goes on there and is just a phenomenal provider herself.
Yeah, definitely continuing that wonderful care for women's health in our communities. We'll watch for on the horizon for other announcements there or other providers,
sure.
But those are all great things that are happening. When we maybe turn a little bit back to that community health needs assessment with the work that our community liaisons are doing, the implementation of that program really points to that framework for the implementation of our community health needs assessment.
Absolutely. Yeah, and you look at the list in that CHNA, we call it for short, But preventative education, getting our CHWs out there to educate folks who may not be accustomed to how Western medicine operates. And I think they're very adaptable in terms of teaching and training and showing. And so we've also had one of our CHWs leading a course on some of that here in the not too distant past. And she's done a wonderful job with that as well.
Yeah. So first ever for us, Better Choices, Better Health. So it's in conjunction with SDSU Extension in Spanish, which is really exciting to have because it speaks to that diversity in our community. Mm-hmm. And then also with our prenatal classes. So a few weeks ago, we chatted with Casey Glanzer on the podcast about the prenatal classes, and we're able to hold that in Spanish as well.
Yes, I understand Dr. Trado attended that one as well, which is just speaks to her willingness to be a part too, and that was great.
I hear that her son, Liam, who is, oh gosh, not even a year old yet, got to attend as well, which was the icing on the cake for those in attendance, I think.
He steals the show anytime he's around.
He absolutely does. So those are wonderful things. Other things that we have going on, Eric, are there things that you're optimistic about or excited about that are coming here in the near future?
Yeah, I think as we look at, we're in the middle right now of our budgeting process and what the next year holds for us. I'm eternally optimistic about the trajectory of the organization. I think we're in growth mode. We're looking at obviously expanding some of our services there. Orthopedic continues to be a focus for us, but really bolstering that primary care aspect of the business that we perform and trying to make sure, again, that we have access to care that we need. One of the things that's in the CHNA, of course, is affordability of health care services. I think that's a challenge to help others understand how that works. And I know we had one session around that with a SHINE group who came to educate a little bit. But certainly, if there are questions that people may have around what procedures cost or what that cost to them would be, we have tools on our website to help inform that, but certainly always welcome to call and we can help get them pointed in the right direction. I think that's important to know too.
Yeah, absolutely. It seems like it's so dependent on the very specific insurance plan you might have. Mm-hmm. So sometimes just talking to someone in our business office might be the best opportunity to get the answers there.
Yeah. And I recently had a conversation with our Health Foundation board, talking a little bit about what the next few years might portend. And as we work through some of what our board is currently undertaking around a master facility planning process, setting the stage, I hope, for them to participate in that. At this point in time, not sure exactly how that will flush out, but hopeful that we can make some necessary investments in our facilities that would help support the services we're trying to bring in and potentially offer opportunities for continued growth there too.
So when you talk about that continued growth, we are an independent hospital. Mm-hmm. And I think probably when I tour people or talk to new people, that's the biggest question I get is it hard to be independent? And how is that a benefit for you? So I know we talk about that frequently. We are part of the Northern Plains Health Network, which is the network of hospitals that are independent. But you recently also joined the Sadaho board.
I have. I'm grateful to serve there and to really get more understanding of how healthcare works in South Dakota. I think it's great. The exposure there to peers and being able to talk with whether it's the Northern Plains Health Network CEOs or even others who represent other facilities on the Sadaho board about what pains they may have or how they're solving problems. I think all of that helps to inform different strategies or thoughts or ideas about how we move forward in a challenging landscape for sure. But we do have opportunities when we look at being independent. There's advantages and there's some disadvantages, but overall our board is very independent minded. We value and treasure our autonomy and to make local decisions for the people here. And that's a big part of why we are independent is because we want to be able to assess the needs of our community as we have through the CHNA, make appropriate decisions about how to spend precious financial resources to elevate the health and well-being of our community. And all of that comes because we are independent and we can make some of those decisions on our own. And it's not to say that it's always easy. Sometimes the right thing to do isn't the easiest thing to do. But for now, we're doing it and we're happy that we're doing it. But that doesn't mean that we don't have the same problems that an Avera or a Sanford or the large systems have. They have them too, and probably on a much, much larger scale. And so we have to appreciate that as well. And I even got asked that the other day about why we haven't aligned with any of those bigger systems. And I mentioned the same thing, the autonomy and access to capital is typically the second reason why people would want to align with a larger system that has deeper pockets. And fortunately for now, we're doing just fine in that area too. It's just a matter of knowing that it's a finite resource and we have to make some wise decisions moving forward so that we can continue to grow and be here for our community. The last thing we want to do is obviate the requirement to take care of our own to somebody else. And that's really what it's all about, for me at least. But we have a wonderful community. We have wonderful people. We talked at the beginning about all of us being in this together. It takes all of us and in our community too, whether it's school district or whether it's the municipalities of city workers and even local businesses. We want to try to be all-encompassing there when we look at our perspectives about how we serve and how we take care of each other, because we need our community just as much as I hope they need us.
We so appreciate your time, Eric, and look forward to chatting again.
You bet. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.